the Generation Exploitation Podcast. Today, it's our girl group soul music rock and roll special. By the Dixie Cups on Redbird Records. That 45 is the flip side to their biggest hit, Chapel of Love, which they recorded in 1963. The Dixie Cups from New Orleans. And welcome to the Generation Exploitation Podcast. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. Today's episode is devoted to girl groups of the 1950s and 60s. Right now, we're going to listen to a pair of tracks by a group of high school girls called The Toys on Dino Voice Records. This 45 is titled May My Heart Be Cast Into Stone.
Always
Met him on a Sunday. That is the Shirelles, who were the first real major female vocal group of the rock and roll era. And that song, I Met Him on a Sunday, they wrote when they were in high school to sing at a high school talent show, which of course they won. And that song became a hit in 1958. The Shirelles. Remember, Walking in the Sand before that by another girl group, the Shangri-Las, that toughest looking of girl groups, boots and all, and that track produced by the ambiguous and legendary producer Shadow Morton. And that song was their first hit, charted at number 5 in 1964, and the Shangri-Las too were all teenagers when they became big. None of them had yet turned 18 when that song was released. And we started this set with two tracks by even more female high schoolers, The Toys, with a side, actually both sides of a 45 titled On Backstreet and May My Heart Be Cast Into Stone. And guess what? They also broke into the biz at a small-time talent show. And this single was from 1966. Now here's something from one of the most successful girl groups who ever lived, Atlantic Records recording artists, The Sweet Inspirations.
Without your sweet If I lose history, I don't know what I'm gonna do. If I lose history, I'm dreaming about for me and you. If it falls away, I might as well hang it up, 'cause I don't know
if I have the heart of mine to make it true.
I love them, the Sweet Inspirations, those tracks that we heard all off the same LP, their first record on Atlantic titled The Sweet Inspirations. Emily Sissy Houston, Myrna Smith, Sylvia Shemwell, and Estelle Brown, the Sweet Inspirations, and they would go on to back up a lot of important musicians as well. They would back up Aretha Franklin when she went on tour, and then most notably and most famously for them, they would back up Elvis when he returned from making movies and back to making music during his Vegas stint. The Sweet Inspirations, you can see them in some of the Elvis documentaries like Elvis, That's the Way It Is and stuff like that. The Sweet Inspirations and the songs we heard, this one just now, Don't Let Me Lose This Dream, which is actually written by Aretha Franklin. Before that, I'm Blue, which is originally composed by Ike Turner, and you may have recognized the shoop, shoop-a-doop, shoop-a-doop, shoop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop refrain from a Salt and Peppa song that revised that portion for a song they did in the 90s, I believe, called Shoop. And we started off with a track by the Sweet Inspirations off the LP, The Sweet Inspirations, singing a song called Sweet Inspiration. So there you go, an excellent, excellent girl group. And we're going to listen to Martha and the Vandellas now in a song called Hey There, Lonely Boy. However, we're also going to play a track by a man. Now, why would we play a track by a guy on a podcast that's all about girl groups? Well, we're going to play an answer song recorded by Eddie Holman called Hey There, Lonely Girl. But first, Martha and the Vandellas.
Lonely boy,
lonely boy,
lonely boy,
lonely boy.
And Sweet Talking Guy by the Chiffons. And before that, we heard a song called My Block by a group called The Four Pennies. But guess what? They're the same group. Both the Chiffons, just originally called The Four Pennies on their first 45, Judy Craig, Patricia Bennett, Barbara Lee, and Sylvia Peterson, the Chiffons. My Block, their first 45, released in 1963. Sweet Talking Guy, released in 1966, and Up on the Bridge in 1968. All of these singles I have here on the Lori Records label, which was the same label that Dion and the Belmonts recorded for, the Chiffons. Before that, we heard Eddie Holman, Hey There, Lonely Girl, a falsetto ballad from 1970. And Eddie very reluctantly recorded this record. He didn't want to do the song. He knew that it was recorded before. He thought it was stupid to change the word boy to girl for himself. But at the persuasion of his manager and his record label, he did just this. And it became the biggest hit he ever recorded and the only thing that he's remembered for today. That version came out in 1970, and it was off his LP titled I Love You, Eddie Holman on ABC Records. And before that, we heard the Martha and the Vandellas interpretation, which came out, I believe, 6 years earlier. Hey There, Lonely Boy, on their Tamla Motown LP, Heatwave, Martha and the Vandellas. So you are listening to the Generation Exploitation Podcast, the all-girl group episode. And you know what? I have a huge stack of 45s on the Lori label by the Chiffons. So why not listen to another track by one of my favorite girl groups, the Chiffons. This is Lucky Me.
Shang-a-lang, shang-a-lang, lang, lang. Shang-a-lang, lang. Lucky me, lucky me, lucky me. I'm happy as a girl can be. Shang-a-lang, lang, 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 lang. Let that who is so shy. Oh me, oh my, lucky, lucky me.
Lucky, 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 lucky me.
Every day, every day, every day. Oh yeah, I'm gonna love him in every way. He's such a wonderful guy. He's still a little bit shy. Oh me, oh my, lucky, lucky me.
Lucky, 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 lucky me.
My friends used to tell me that he never could be mine. Yeah, now that I've got him, I have to keep my friends in line.
So girl, stay away, stay away.
Oh yeah, no think of making a play. He's mine and he's mine to stay. It's always gonna be this way. So hey, 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 lucky, lucky.
He's so fine.
Oh yeah.
Gotta be mine. be. Now that you're not a kid anymore.
You're not a kid anymore.
I know just what to say. I answer right away. There's just one thing I've been wishing for.
Marcy Blaine, and whose girl does she want to be? I couldn't tell from the song. That's her excellent one-hit wonder, Bobby's Girl, from 1963. Everything's from 1963 on this episode, it seems. Before that, another excellent 45 on the Redbird label, a track called Bulldog by the Shangri-Las, who we had at the start of the show. And three more tracks from the Chiffons, because I own a lot of them. When the boy's happy, the girl's happy too. He's so fine, and lucky me. Three excellent Chiffon ditties all on that same Lori label. I know you're saying, what? No Ronettes? I don't own any. I'm sorry. Well, that just about does it for this edition of the Generation Exploitation Podcast. A salute to girl groups today. My name is Cliff Nesteroff, and I hope you join us again soon. I'm going to leave you with a track by Dee Dee Sharp, Wah Watusi.
Smart. To do.